8th parak of Erev in Mishnah Dalet. The halacha is that an Erev chaseiris is put into a house, and by putting this bread into the house, we can, as the bread belongs to all the members of the chaser, and putting the bread into one person's house, we treat it as if the house is now a communal house, belongs to everybody, and all the houses are communal to everybody. So the condition is that it has to be put into a house. And even if they move to Beis Shar, if they had an ante room in front of the chaser where a shomer would, a watchman would stay, so that is not considered a house, just considered a little room for this person. Or Afsadra is some type of hall that is lacking mechitzas, and has a ceiling on top of it, it's lacking the walls on the side. Or Mepesis is also an open balcony, Eino Eirov, it's not an Eirov because it's not considered a house. But Dosham, the person who's living in that area, Eino Eitelov. The rule also is, when you have to combine various areas in the chotzer, you only have to combine the houses. If you have people sleeping in the chotzer itself, they're not considered a separate entity. A dwelling entity in respect to Eirov chaseiris are houses. So a person who is living in that area, let's say you have one person living in a house, another person living either in the chotzer or living in this ante room, the shomer room, they won't need to make Eirov chaseiris, because the one that's not living in the house is not it's not considered an entity with respect to Eirov chaseiris. Veisa tevin, veisa boker. What would be if the Eirov was put into a house that was made to store straw or to keep cattle? Veisa eitzim, veisa oitzim, the place where they kept wood, or other storing areas. I raise the Eirov. In other words, halachically, these areas that are made for storage are considered a house. It's also relevant to the mezuzah, that they're chayv and mezuzah. And therefore, it's a chayv Eirov. But Hashem oitzim, so somebody who's dwelling sleeping over Shabbos and eating over Shabbos in this storage room, it's considered he's in the house, and therefore he has to contribute to the Eirov. Have you done the Yesham Tfisis Yad Bala Abaya Zeno Oisa? Have you done the Shasus Gedu Kant that a person is living in a house? I have a house that I'm living in, I give a second house, I have it to somebody else. But I left something which is choshev to me in the second house, since I have usage of the second house also, even though I let somebody else use the house, but since I'll call it moving, the first person has his own house, also has a certain amount of use of the second house, we don't look at the second person as a separate entity. And therefore, there's no need to make an Eirov. Yeah. Now, it has to be also the thing that he puts in the house is something that is muktzah. It cannot be taken out on Shabbos. That's a way of showing that the first person, Mr. Reuven, has a more permanent type of use in the second house. At least in respect to Shabbos, a permanent type of use. Lamaika, there's another limitation to this halacha is that which is enough that I have something that he left in the second house, and therefore, even though party number two is dwelling in the second house, they did not even make an Eirov, that's only if it's the two of us. But what if there's a third person in the chaser? In respect to the third person, we say, it's not enough for him to make an Erev with Mr. Reuven, he has to also make an Erev with Mr. Shimon. We saw similar ideas before this, that a person can be considered a separate entity in respect to Reuven and not in respect to Shimon.